Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on November 19th, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. The week after next, it will be Thanksgiving. At this time of year, it's important to take a moment to give thanks for all the good things in our lives, like trash pickup, which incidentally will not be available on Thanksgiving Day. But you can be thankful because City Solid Waste crews will run a double route on Friday. So if your regular trash day is Thursday, it will be picked up on Friday instead. Other than trash pickup, all city offices will be closed on Thanksgiving and the Friday after Thanksgiving. Also right after Thanksgiving, it's the end of the yard waste pickup program for the season, since that only runs from April to November. So you've got about 2 weeks left to rake up all your leaves and get them into your 10 yard waste rollout if you want them to be picked up before April. And here's what's on the November 19th City Council agenda. There's a recognition item for the winner of the 21st annual Christmas Pin Contest. Every year, 6th grade students from elementary schools in Gillette can submit a sketch for the Christmas Pin Contest, and the winning sketch will be turned into that year's City of Gillette Christmas Pin. This year, 222 students submitted entries, and the winner was Abigail Galarno from Miss Chisholm's class at Lakeview Elementary. Abigail's pin design will be unveiled at this city council meeting, and pins will be available to the public in the city clerk's office on Wednesday, November 20th. There are 5 optional 1% supported projects on the agenda this time, which seems like a lot, but most of them are accepting public improvements for finished projects. And it's the time of year when most of the projects are wrapping up. The one bid award is for the Central Control Improvements Project Phase 2. Then, for their multiple 1% supported acceptances, the council will accept public improvements for the Twin Spruce Alley Sewer Replacement Project, the L&H Alley Reconstruction Project, the McCann Heights Reconstruction Project, and the 2024 Demo City Lots Project. Did I already joke about demolition being an odd thing to consider as a public improvement? Hold on, I'm gonna go check. I totally did, but it was in reference to the old city pool, not this project in particular. Maybe this is a bit like the thing about everyone bringing joy to a room. All buildings can improve the public, some by existing and some by ceasing to exist. There will also be a contract award for the Providence Crossing Park Irrigation Project. Every year, the council has to have a public hearing and pass an ordinance to adopt and amend the current year's editions of the International Building Code, Residential Code, Plumbing Code, Mechanical Code, Fuel Code, Fire Code, and Existing Building Code. The first reading of that will be at this meeting. There will also be a reading of the Zoning Ordinance Rewrite. The zoning ordinance was rewritten to sort of clean it up and clarify it, since the original zoning code was written in the 70s, and things are pretty different here now than they were then. If you want to know more about what's in the zoning code rewrite, City Planner Meredith Duval provided a fairly comprehensive breakdown at the October 22nd City Planning Commission meeting, which is available to stream in the GPA Channel 192 archives, and I've linked directly to that meeting in the description. Speaking of planning, there are 2 items from the November 12th Planning Commission meeting coming before the council on the 19th. One is a zoning map amendment, changing a parcel over sort of by where the little store used to be from RS Suburban Residential to C1 General Commercial. Describing it as a parcel sort of by where the little store was is absolutely the most helpful way to describe it, because otherwise it only has a parcel number, which is 25 digits long. The other planning item is a vacation of a 20-foot wide public access easement just north of the interstate on Garner Lake Road. There will be a resolution about utility billing. This just addresses what the city can do in the event of a utility billing error, allowing reimbursement for customers who are overbilled and seeking reimbursement in underbilling situations. And finally, the council will consider amendments and replacements for Chapters 10 and 11 of the City Code. Chapter 10 is the part of the City Code that deals with licenses. For example, carnival licenses or itinerant merchant licenses. Chapter 11 deals with motor vehicles and parking. That's a brief look at the November 19th meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item link at the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV, cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.